The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag of thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up.
The Friday, September 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy weekend. The weekend is here. We're getting into it. It's a little wet on the outside, so please proceed with caution and care. You got people walking home in the rain, got the umbrellas on the sidewalk. No need to wet them up. No need to splash up. All right? It's Friday. Let's get into the weekend in a good way, in a good place. All right? Minus any accidents. I'm opening up the lines for you today because we got a lot to talk about. Here in New Providence, they're open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So, as we jump on in, looking at the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. You can do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. All right? All right? Mm-hmm. And both those locations are available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right? All right. Now, looking at them. Wow, his was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Somebody's making me scratch my head a little bit. Hundreds to get promotions. First public service-wide promotions in 9 years, the minister says. Minister of Labor and the Public Service, Pia Glover-Roll, announced yesterday that hundreds of civil servants will be promoted in October. In total, this exercise represents over $6 million additional dollars in the pockets of public servants as we advance the first public service-wide promotion exercise in over 9 years. The last one was conducted under the Christie administration. She said the public service promotions exercise began on July 1st, and the government has already processed hundreds of promotions. These promotions will begin to be rolled out at the beginning of October. The process will see hundreds of public servants promoted, many of whom have already been doing the work without receiving the title and without receiving the pay. Let's see how that unfolds. Government to launch free breakfast programs in designated schools next month. Didn't school already open, though? The Ministry of Education announced yesterday will launch a pilot free breakfast program at 8 schools in the Bahamas in October with the aim of improving attendance and productivity among students. The program, which will cost $1 million for the academic year, will provide breakfast 3 days per week to all students at the school. Wait a minute. $1 million. That we're going to pay for will provide breakfast 3 days per week. What, so kids only want breakfast on 3 days out of five? The other two is all good. We need no breakfast. If you're going to roll out the program, in my opinion, and you're going to spend $1 million on it, find the difference in the money and do it for the week. Why is it 3 days per week? Schools with a population under 600 and with attendance rates below 89.2% were the main criteria the ministry deciding which schools were up for the pilot program. We are confident this program, as it rolls out in its pilot form, will cater to approximately 2,500 children in the primary school through. Let me turn it over. All right. primary school throughout the nation, Minister of Education Anna Martin told reporters during the office of the Prime Minister's weekly press briefing. The program will be launched at Columbus Primary School, Ridgeland Primary School, Sandlands Primary School, and Aubrey Sales Primary School in New Providence. The schools that are to be testing the program on the Family Islands are Rowville Primary School in Exuma, Holmes Rock Primary School in Grand Bahama, Cherokee Sound Primary School in Abaco, and Obright Primary School in Cat Island. Look, I'm glad the kid's getting breakfast. I want him to get it 5 days a week instead of three. Since we got to pay for it, I mean, heck, what's the difference? Thompson wants answers over $10 million renovations at stadium. Former Minister of State for Finance, Kwesi Thompson, yesterday called on the government to provide answers over the $10 million in works underway at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. We cannot find any bid jobs related to these $10 million worth of projects on the government's procurement portal. The East Grand Bahama MP said in a statement, he said the government must reveal who is funding the project, which agency has authority over it, and who are the contractors and the value of their contracts. Exactly. But didn't this administration repeal the Procurement Act? They don't want to use it? And wasn't that what it was intended for in the first place? What's your take on all of this, folks? Chime in, let me know. SDC still exploring crowdfunding in wake of Ararat X closure. SBDC, Small Business Development Center, is still exploring crowdfunding in the wake of the Ararat X closure. Good article by Mr. Joe Darvill in today's Guardian as well. Letter to the editor. Nice one. Suggest y'all take that in if you haven't. So yeah, here we at, you know. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Okay. No, listen, the music done over. Okay, the music done over. I ain't playing no music on a Friday. She's all going to take good care of that. Mr. Producer done giving me the lucky and trying to throw down no more music. So yeah, as we slide out. The headliners, who are us making headlines in the 242, and feel free to chime in. We're going to slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, they're now the official distributor for Chef Work Chefwear. All right, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. All right, both locations, John's Carewear, Rosetta, and Carmichael. And don't forget, wide selection of back-to-school shoes. You know that already. Still going on. Still great deals with that. New arrivals every Monday. Ladies, for you. All right? Yeah, the ladies always get new arrivals on Monday. And, of course, you know they got small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at John's. There's a bevy of things going on at John's. Be sure to check them out at both locations. You want those flat screens, too, for football season? Check out John's. They got some solid deals on the big boys. All right? So, with you guys buzzing on, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. What's happening, buddy?
What's going on, my brother Papa? What's happening?
Everything cool. Thank God for that. Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you clear. What you buzzing on today, man?
The same thing you were talking about with the school program. I mean, with the lunch, with the breakfast program.
Yeah.
I think my New Day government is be screwing up enough for millions of dollars. $1 million. Some people might say it's a joke. I think it's a good start, but they need to consider, I think they're saying something about 8 schools in Nassau.
Well, it's a pilot program. They want to see how it works with those 8 schools. 4 in Nassau and then 4 in the Family Islands.
Okay, say that again.
4 in New Providence, 4 in the Family Islands, 8 schools in total.
Okay. I think it's a good idea and it's a good thing to do. I thought they just were dealing with 8 schools in Nassau. Now, I believe, that, to be honest with you, like, this hungry thing and this breakfast thing, like, what people is beginning to, I feel like it ain't just in the primary schools, it's in the junior high schools too, and you know, sometimes shame is being the way, and people, as long as they put the shame on the side and accept the help, that's the main thing. And I don't expect our children to really, I mean, anything is possible. I think it'll be better, rather than saying I don't expect them to learn, I think it'll be better if they have the nutrition and have the food inside them for their brains to be able to work.
I agree, and you know, studies show that the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Foundation in you could go. And some kids need it, and I applaud the program, the initiative of it, because obviously if we're going to spend money on other things, and on foreign entities and all kind of stuff. I don't have a problem spending it on Bahamians. However, we need to make sure that it's more than 3 days a week. If you're going to have the program set up,
why do it for three days? Do it for the full week. They need to do it for 5 days. They need to allow the junior schools to be involved with it too. And don't talk about I don't appreciate or understand the meanings of pilot program that much, but I think we need to really bite the bullet. Make sure everyone who need to get it 5 days a week, not just no 3 days a week. Make sure the family islands them straight. And remember, ain't everybody's eat meat and stuff like that. So let's make sure, like, persons them who children might not eat certain things, we have breakfast for them also.
All right. But
even if some people, I hear some people talking about it ain't sustainable, that meaning that you can't keep doing it Like I say, they'd be screwing up millions of dollars.
All right, well, check this out,
Papa. They need to bite the bullet and deal with the situation. 5 days a week, make sure the children who don't eat meat get meat, too. And if you want to add something for them to carry home, too, you could do it. Then we could expect our children really to focus and learn. Sometimes they be angry in school. You don't know what they're going through. Sometimes they hungry. So I think it's a good idea. And they say they starting next month. And let's finish. Let's hurry up and pass the pilot program and make sure every school and everyone who wants lunch or breakfast or whatever, they have it.
So you know, Papa. A pilot program, also called a feasibility study or experimental trial, is a small-scale, short-term experiment that helps an organization learn how a large-scale project might work in practice. So I think what we're getting here from this administration are the pilot programs being put in for New Providence, for the Family Islands, to see how they work. All right? If they work, I'm saying, or what should be done is now they should be used as the blueprint to get into the junior high schools and the senior high schools to make sure that the feeding program works.
Yeah, these we got to push it. We need months of this. They said it could start next month. That's like next weekend or the following Monday. Let's do it for a month and let's make sure use whatever we learn. And like I say, start off with the 5 days.
I think it should be 5 days, though. Don't start off with three days. Start off with five days.
If the government need us as a community to help out with, we need to do it. Step up. Even if we put canned goods, whatsoever, fish out to sea, whatsoever, let's make sure they have what they need, Naughty. I think it's a good idea, and we should have been doing this a long time. And after the pilot program just needs to be for a month or a couple of weeks, and let's move on, because people are hurting. They screw up millions of dollars. So hurry up and bite the bullet and do it for $1 million. This is a joke.
Let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it right, and let's make sure the kids benefit from it.
Keep up the good work, Naughty.
You too, Papa. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, buddy. Yeah.
But let me know how you feel. I definitely think that it should be in place and implemented. Kids shouldn't go to school hungry, despite their circumstances or their, you know, or where they're coming from or their background. And shame does play a big part into it. But in 2023, there's nothing wrong with being on a lunch program, on a feeding program. There's nothing wrong with it. And if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's make sure these kids have it for the 5 days. In my opinion, if you're going to do a pilot program, do it based on 5 days. The requirement is going to be for 5 days long term. That these kids get breakfast every day, Monday through Friday, and know you're giving them a fresh start with a hot breakfast. We spend on many other things. So I don't mind spending on this, but let's do it right. And if it's a difference of a couple of hundred thousand between 3 days a week and 5 days a week, then bite the bullet like Papa said, let's make it happen. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way. So it can be a blueprint. And it can be used in other institutions. And other grade levels, higher and possibly lower. There's some we need to look at. But what else are you all buzzing on? Lord, boy, listen here. Social media, boy, plenty things buzzing. But you know, I don't like to touch too much of that social media stuff because, you know, in WhatsApp groups, people just lie. But I will tell you this. Still got a lot of people crying out over potholes. Absolutely ridiculous. So now, Mr. Sweeten, obviously we know Mr. Sayers couldn't get it done. You, sir, how we can get it done? I know they're heaping plenty on your plate, but I got to turn it toward you now because you wear that hat for that portfolio. And you know you are right with me, Mr. Sweeten, but we got some potholes, so what's going on with that? I got one from Abaco today. And we will talk in depth on Monday with Roscoe, okay? Roscoe Thompson. And of course, Daphne DeGregory Mielis will also chime in. You know, glad to hear from her, from the chamber. And I'm sure Miss Reckley will be there as well. So it'll be a fully loaded episode on Monday. But yeah, a lot of text today, Naughty. Look at the business section in The Guardian. Some large customers on Abaco and large consumers still not connected, says BPL. And this is 4 years after Hurricane Dorian struck. 4 years. All right. 4 years after Hurricane Dorian struck Abaco and Grand Bahama, Bahamas Power and Light, BPL, has yet to restore some of its largest customers on Abaco. The company's chief administration officer, Ian Pratt, said yesterday, adding, though, that the power company has connected some 100 customers per month over the past 6 months. Well, keep it going. But let's get those large customers and consumers going as well, too. Pratt, who made the remarks during the Abaco Business Outlook, said customers that have been added back to the grid over the past year include Dove Plaza, the Conk Inn, Bluff House, Abaco Beach, and Wally's. Abaco is BPL's second largest revenue earner next to New Providence. So you think they might want to get it back? Excuse me. You think you might want to get Abaco back on its feet, considering it was such a huge earner toward the bottom line? Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening, 52?
Yeah, volume little. I don't know what's going on. But, Naughty, I'd like to comment on the how much promotions?
Oh, the promotions. Hundreds to get promotions. First public service-wide promotions,
you know,
in 9 years.
Deserve promotions, right? But, you know, being
$6 million
I've been
in additional funds.
Like, you know, I've been on the job here and there, you know. So, and so I see a lot of people come in at certain salary rates, not knowing what they're doing. I've seen a guy come on a job where I was saying he had this degree in electrical engineering, but he didn't even know how to take a proper meter reading using the multi-tester, confounded with some little accidents that we had repairing my dishwashing machine. So I'm saying this just to say that this a couple hundred promotions or whatever, 300, 200, whatever, right, is a perfect example. I could be incorrect of how the government can use their political power to enrich their political careers by giving people promotions for political favors, as we see the lack of repercussions on certain government entities like the police force, in which people are allowed to get away with a lot of things. One would be the guy that punched the lady in the eye, the lady suffering repercussions. The legalities would be swept under the rug and whatever, and nobody can ever be a thug once there's the police. So we look at the immigration crisis. We look at I know you've read Thomas Sowell and the welfare state, right? Yeah, you know what the welfare state is all about. He can show you how it destroyed black America. And this is what it's designed to do. And so we want to teach the people how to fish. And so whilst we know the children need to eat, because my emphasis on this is, you know, I can't agree with Papa, but let's not give the children dog food. You know, tuna and grits is not the way to go. It's there for some people, but not a monotonous diet. You see what I'm saying, Naughty?
Right.
All right, so the children want fruits and vegetables in this, or fruits at least, an enhanced diet, not an impoverished diet. And so when we...
I'm thinking the five basic food groups, what they need, you know, what they instill, you know, give them the nutrition that they need.
You know, new nutritious, all right? Low in calories and high in nutrients.
Correct.
See what I'm saying? Simple, you know. Now, when I look at what the government is doing, right, as far as how they treat the Bahamian people, when we look at, I heard a customs officer, people who work for government came in and saying on the radio and et cetera, they didn't get paid for their pensions, et cetera, et cetera. So priorities are mixed up here. And so the minister came on the other day and he said, we're not broke. But, you know, people just call me tight because I pay attention far ahead. So I don't worry what people say, but you're tight. But I looking ahead. I have children. I'm a certain age. So I don't be wasteful. So if they're acting like they're broke and you're saying you're not broke, what that means? You're broke. So when one man can have more billions than a country, you're broke. You see what I'm saying? This is what it is. And so, no priorities. The hospital is not a priority. It seems to me as if taking care of immigrants and creating a welfare state for these people, because we know what it is in Abaco. When we already get the data on how many students voice is Bahamian, and we're playing and wallowing in the sand, putting our heads in the sand, denying what this is all about. This is actually the government using the taxpayers' money to fight against the taxpayers themselves. And there's no accountability. They could just say, well, we can spend the money here, we can spend the money there, and here and there and everywhere, except on the Bahamian people. And we see where migrants are allowed to get away with all sorts of things, Naughty.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to get away with it. We sit back and we
There are rules for some and rules for others, you know?
Yeah, and so also with the flooding, right? You're looking at downtown and the surrounding areas, and they're developing this, and they're not going to upgrade the flooding system, Naughty. They haven't paid attention to the impact of compacting soils and getting rid of marshlands. They talk about it, but even the ships in the harbor, they create a displacement. The filling in of the port created displacement. So all the water. See, I'm afraid that the lack of maintenance on the drainage system will further enhance the farce of a fear in global warming and tide rising. But people are not looking at the physical features that cause the water to stay and rise so quickly. But you know what I mean? So the drains are not maintained. So obviously people believe in whatever they're being told. Because if I come on the radio for 10 years and say there's no God, some weak fool will end up believing there's no God. Give thanks.
All right, 52, always good stuff, man. Let's go to the other callers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nord ACG.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Where's the money coming from, saying that the country is in debt? Where's the money coming from to pay the civil servants? Is it coming from the climate change?
Hey, don't worry about all that. Just know that it's going up $6 million for those hardworking public servants.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing for them. But I mean, we would like to know also, where's it coming from, like you say?
Well, I'm not trying a bad to give question. You an idea where it might be coming from, because he's been busy. You know, our prime minister's been busy working. He might have secured about a couple $1 billion for climate change that we know nothing about. And he's about to share it out with some civil servants and then give some of his cronies some big chunk. That could be the plan. But, I mean, if I were prime minister, I would have been busy.
That's a lot of hearsay and allegations been swelling around in social forums, man.
But he's been busy. He's been busy outside the country. And a salesman that I'm pretty sure he's a good one at, he might have been able to secure a $1 or $2 billion for us, man.
But, hold on. You know, I had a conversation in the barbershop, you know, and it kind of took the same route that yours is taking, but it wasn't for securing the money for here and for cronies and friends and donations. It was for the next campaign to make sure the coffers was rich.
Well, that's what you do. The campaign has started. If you could take care of the civil servants.
Right.
Come on, man, Naughty.
You're connecting the dots. I just playing dumb right now because you're doing a good job connecting.
But he's been placed in a pivotal position where he could negotiate for some credits as a result of climate change. There are countries around the world who are willing to credit us. Are we going to figure out how much we are being credited and where's the money going, or are we just going to be blindly sitting aside and let Donald Trump run the program?
You're scared of that because, we got some people that are huge fans of Trump.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they're huge fans of everybody. So if the money is coming to bless up, let's make sure everybody get blessed up, man, because we need to get blessed in this country. Don't you think so?
Let it all sprinkle down and sprinkle around.
No, but see, the trickle down is something.
No. I didn't say trickle down, because the trickle down is get trickled on. I say sprinkle around, spread it around.
No trickle down, you get sprinkle on.
Exactly. Sprinkle it around and everybody gets sprinkled. The sprinkle is at everybody.
Yeah, but the sprinkle is turned on high for some people and turned on low for other people.
You got to make sure the pressure, the same pressure going out for everybody, man. Come on, we could put our hands on that. We could do
that. Let's watch and see where the money is coming from. Yeah, is anybody paying attention to that? Is it coming from the public treasury or is it coming into the public treasury?
Well, connect the dots.
You have a wonderful
afternoon. You too, my brother. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend. Next caller up. Let's go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty. This is C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, what's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, 2 points. Okay. Let me just give some people some better understanding based on the policy position of the incoming administration that is being discussed. There will be a comprehensive social safety net that will examine the needs of every household, including those students not in school. Let me just give a point at Marty. Do you know right now you have people on the lunch program that don't eat their lunch, but rather take it home? And do you know why they take it home?
Because there's nothing to eat at home.
Nothing to eat at home, and they have younger brothers and sisters with nothing to eat.
Ah.
So what is happening is that, and again, these are what they call patchwork. The next administration is going to come comprehensive examination of what's happening in the Bahamas. But the social safety net will provide a needs-based analysis for the both the lunch, breakfast and lunch programs. And here's how it works under that social safety net. For those individuals that has families that demonstrate the need, where kids are at home, that's not getting fed, that the social safety net doesn't capture, it would allow them to even, like say for the weekend, to carry a box home that includes their breakfast and lunch for Saturday and Sunday. But the most important thing to negate the growing need for the social safety net will be for policies and legislation that allow behemoths to become deeply more involved with the economy so they do not have a need for social safety nets. The problem is that it's a shame that we may have to wait for 3 years. And I would say to the current government, if you guys are lacking policy ideas, you all should just sit down with the current opposition and have a conversation. And they and people like me, who they have came to the doctor didn't go to them, can begin to have conversation. Understand, this is not singularly my idea, like people like to say, see, Alan Tiki knows everything. It's funny that I represent the collective intelligence of others out there, and they want to give me credit of having these godlike powers of knowing all things. Thank you all so much for your envies. They're not my enemies, they're my envies. But what happens is we need policies to grow the economy. And the opposition, meaning all of us, who oppose to the wrong direction we're going, will be happy to let government know if they are open-minded and receptive to having us give proper direction of what is possible today rather than having us wait until tomorrow to do it. When you same thing when you talk about the so-called promotions in government, it's a shame. Yes, absolutely. But let's go back to COVID. Do you know reports and showing that government was extremely productive, improved productivity during COVID because people wasn't climbing over each other because we have P&Ps and temporary workers and casual workers and all those different things in government. Almost 40,000 of you spread across government ministries and these different things and government corporations or whatever, that they were more efficient when the people were home. Now, let me tell you why that's important. Do you really believe that the government has the technology for 10 or 20,000 people to stay at home and work?
I don't think it's in place yet.
Nah. So that means the recommendation by the chambers and others that we should take what is necessary, which is to be around 7,500 people, embrace technology, and run government to its efficiency that would probably produce increased productivity and revenue, and stop the hiring practices and continue just to pay these individuals to stay home. Because if we have them on the payroll, they come to work and it reduces productivity. But if you have them on the payroll and they stay home and productivity goes up 30%, 40%, then it becomes more feasible for having them stay at home. And they would then eventually go through attrition. But if you grow the economy so they don't have to sit around for $20,000 a year of minimum wage per year, they themselves will voluntarily leave the government so-called P&P, because if you're making $20,000 a year waiting 40 years so you could get some pension and you could now make $30,000, $40,000 a year and have proper investment practices, your pension would be in the thousands of dollars versus the hundreds sitting around. And so essentially what we need is we need a new dispensation of leadership. And I say to the Bahamian people, unstoppable change is not coming. Unstoppable change is here, and we are going to begin to have conversations concerning redefining the Bahamian economy, because once individuals become aware of what is possible, they will begin to make demand of this government to do it now, or they will be guaranteed that the next administration will. Thank you so much.
All right, Seattle, always a pleasure, man. Good stuff as always. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Jeff? What you got for me today,
right here,
bro?
Man, right here. Very good articulation by my good friend, C. Allen Johnson. I just wanted to just touch very briefly here, a point of observation from something that 52 said. You know, with the filling in of the port, you know, and the displacement of water in that area, how would, according to the EIA, the Environment Impact Assessment, did they take into consideration that Bay Street would have flooded once they would have filled in all that space? Because I'm hearing reports, and we've been hearing reports, that places such as Woodswater's Wharf has been flooding for a while. And I'm also wondering if the drains that drain all of the water from inside the interior to the ocean, and if the water has risen above a certain level where the outlets of those drains flow into the water, then that probably can account for why we have the flooding, because the water has nowhere to go. So all these things, we need someone from the ministry to actually come out to the people and perhaps, give their account on if there's any impact from the water rise along the Bay Street corridor, if that could account for why we have the massive flooding, which we never had before, whether that is perhaps a cause why we do have flooding now today in those areas. And that's just a point of observation I just wanted to put out there. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff, always a pleasure. Good stuff, man. And a good observation at that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right. Call us back. If you couldn't wait for other callers to finish, you call us back. It's all good. Better hurry, though, because it's almost that time. Mr. Producer, give me the sign. We're going to take that commercial break and then get to the news. So, if you want to chime back in, call. If you couldn't get through and you want to chime back in, do that now. All right, as we get to the break. So, Mr. Producer, we'll be going commercial and then to the news. All right, so we're going commercials. Then we'll go to the news. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Hey, there go that call, Mr. Producer. You want to catch it real, real quick? Too late. We're going to talk to you in the 5 o'clock. For me, it's Friday, Mr. Producer, chopping today. He ready to watch football. I believe he got a party up his sleeve for the weekend.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Quaysee, and Quaysee is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin's.
refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger looking good.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US$2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Friday, September 22nd edition of Talking Heads. You're not any company right up until 6 p.m. Into the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk sports. I'm waiting for Pearly to zoom in now. Once Pearly zooms in, we got us Pearly signing in, Mr. Producer. Have a look. Pearly should be chiming in short order. You know how Pearly goes Friday. We want to talk to Pearly before he go to the Dolphin game. You know, Pearly getting ready to go tomorrow, go off to that Dolphin game in Hard Rock Stadium. You know how Pearly go. Pearly can love itself. So look for Pearly to zoom in. And before we get to that, I got to address something else here. And before we get into the sports and today in sports history and so on, got to get to this, though. And I always appreciate folks sending this to me. Super Value Winton, we got another violator of the handicap parking. This time it's a Colt. It's a silver Colt. And this idiot has parked across. Not only have they taken the handicap parking without proper handicap details and decals, instead of parking how they should be in the parking spot, they're parked across it, completely across it. So obviously they have been denied oxygen in the womb, but obviously they don't have paperwork in order to get the parking permit to say they're handicapped. So until they get that, they need to stay their bungee out of the parking spot, though. It's handicapped. No decals on the car whatsoever. It's a gray Colt, license number AC7943. AC7943, Mitsubishi Colt, gray, four-door, one of these little car, part of the small car gang, practicing hee-haw, practicing foolishness. Let's go to the phone lines real quick.
Where is this?
This is in Super Value Venting there, Pearly. And it crossed. I can send you the picture so you can see the donutry on display, my brother. They didn't even park in the spot regular. They parked across it.
Oh, that's the handicap parking people.
Correct.
Full skaters.
Yeah, real fools.
Crumb snatchers.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The underbelly of society.
I gotcha.
Anyway, let's get this phone call in real quick. And Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, what's that, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on? Take your volume down in the background for me a little bit, bro. What's going on? What's good
what's
today?
Say, Naughty?
What's going on, man?
Listen, since you're talking about this parking lot and this disabled people parking spot, right?
Uh-huh.
You need to talk to them people in Southwest Plaza, BTC. They get but 13 or 15 parking spots in the front of BTC, and you could never get in them. People always park up right there.
You mean in the handicap spot?
People ain't no disabled people.
Correct. But see, when you out there traveling next time and you see it, take that picture and send it to me.
Naughty. I visually impaired.
Oh, okay. My apologies. All right.
Probably touch somebody.
No, I got somebody right out there. I got some people out there who could do that for me.
Right.
Don't watch
exactly.
Nothing. I have friends in the Southwest Plaza.
Oh, they get what? 15 right to the front of the door for disabled people.
Correct. And I've done remotes there, and I've seen numerous occasions where people just pull up non-handicapped and park in those spots.
Exactly. So, way good that for me.
I appreciate the heads up, and I'm on it, my brother. Have a good weekend, eh?
But likewise, God bless.
All right, bless up. Yeah, boy, Pearly, let me tell you, man, that's something that's really taking epidemic proportions, you know. The fact that people, you know, handicapped folks, they just want to live a normal life. So if that means parking in their spot, getting to their ramp, getting in and getting out, that's what they want to do. Why take that opportunity from them?
I know, and it's not right, you know, because we get 5,000 parking spaces, they get 3 or 4. Let them have their parking, man.
It's crazy. All right, let's get this one more call.
Before you go down, why are we talking about car and things like that? On the corner of Infant View Road on Dunmore Avenue.
Oh, Jesus, God. You see the next one? I passed one out of morning, and it was kapunkled right up. How did that happen?
That because they paved the road, and they have not put the road markings in. Somebody needs to come.
Are you mean
they see the stop sign, they're already across into that out in the road.
You mean the certain parts of Chippenham that when he was the Minister of Works, Mr. Sears paved to take care of his generals and his crew, but other areas he left lacking? You mean they didn't put
it? I thought it was just paved. It was paved before the independence celebration. That's what I thought.
No, but if you look at certain areas of Chippenham, certain areas and side streets and juk-juk corners paved right up nice.
Yes. But I don't blame him. If you Minister of Works, take care of your people.
And major thoroughfares, you know, when he was on the campaign trail, we promised speed bumps and drains.
Well,
ain't nothing happening.
Well, you know, Fort Charlotte first. But
if you're part of Fort Charlotte,
anybody from the Ministry of Works listening, please, you're not going to be at 6 accidents in 3 days. We had 3 in 24 hours.
Yeah, I need to come.
A woman almost got killed yesterday. So we really need to come put the street signs down there. Please. Okay.
Yeah.
Today's sports history, sir.
Okay, no, we got to get the call and then we'll do sports history. Talking Heads.
Okay.
Guardian Radio.
Yeah, Pearly. This is next Donald. So, Pearly, lots of people fix your area, man. I've been down that area.
Okay. So, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. Look here. Do you think my team has a... You think my team, the Eagles, is going to win it this year?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'll let Pearly answer you because, you know me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. So it's really hard for me even to say those words, Philadelphia, and you call me all the time, and I want to be respectful. I will say this. I think Philadelphia has a lot of talent on the squad this year, but I think Philadelphia is going through some growing pains with some new coordinators. I think the loss of their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator from last year's squad, who both left to take head coaching positions around the league, I think that is the biggest factor with the Eagles. I think there was a comfort zone on offense and defense with those coordinators.
I thought you was going to let me take this. I'm just saying
that's my two cents. And the Eagles still suck, and I still hate the Eagles, and we could beat you twice when we play you. Go ahead, Pearly.
Now, general to what Nadia said, however, if the Eagles are able to hold on in the first 6 to 7 games of the season, I think by mid-part, they would have, the coordinator would have been meshing with the team, and it would be like, like it was okay. But so it was key to the Eagles season is what happens in the first half of the season. Now, to say that, also, the Dallas Cowboys is a much improved team. And they have a very good, they have a good coordinator now, and they have I think the head coach calling the shots now. However, Dallas has a major setback yesterday. And I don't care what Naughty says, I don't care what anybody says, you don't replace Diggs with anybody like that.
Yeah, so why do I think you guys are playing Doc in down, you know. You guys are playing Doc like he's kind of down.
They're going to be all right. They're going to be fine. The end of the day, I believe that Dallas will give the Eagles a run for the division.
We've been in the division.
For the East, I think Dallas will give the Eagles a run for the division.
Dallas is winning the division.
Let me finish saying what I'm saying, please. I believe Dallas
will give the Eagles
a run for the division. Yeah. I think you're going to come back to me the end of the year. They're going to make digs big time. See, the game, the football today is not about running. It's about passing.
All right.
And you need really good corners. Who they got replacing?
I got, buddy, I will handle that. I will handle that. No. You don't give a bit of whole. You tell me don't give a bit of whole scenario. You don't give a bit of whole scenario.
Yeah, but give me time to say this. My buddy think Kansas City Chiefs is still going to win this one, though.
Tell your buddy stop drinking flip, okay?
This is the AFC is a toss-up.
And you know Kansas City in trouble. When the resident Kansas City, when the resident Kansas City big chief, big kahuna, they ain't called in for weeks, you know something wrong with Kansas City.
So how could it be when the people said they have the best quarterback?
Well, they may have the best quarterback, but that don't mean they can get it done overall. They got issues in the wide receiver room. They got issues on the defense. They just got Chris Jones back. I mean, now the good thing working for Kansas City over the next 5 weeks, they play nobody.
Okay, guys.
Thank you very much for your time.
Now, before we get to the next call, Pearly, let me just set the record straight on this, okay?
Oh, Lord.
You are very candid in saying that Stephon Diggs got injured. Yes, our all-pro cornerback, the cornerback who's led the NFL for the last 3 seasons in interceptions, total interceptions over the last 3 years is Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is a ball hawk. He is the yin to the yang of Stephen Gilmore on the other side. Stephen is your lockdown cover corner. He knows where your receiver could be before the route is run. He's not that dude to play with. He's going to lock you down. Stephon Diggs is your ball hawk cornerback, all right? And I miss Stephon Diggs already. I there was a moment of silence, Stad Boy. I'll tell you, I was very disappointed yesterday. Very, very upset for Stephon Diggs. He's worked hard. He just got the contract. And to see him get injured, it sucks. All right? But in football, you know, injuries are part of the game. And the next man up. And the next man up happens to be Deron Bland, who last year as a rookie stepped in, had 7 interceptions playing the slot corner position. He's excellent on the outside. He will swing over there, and he will take the spot of Trayvon Diggs. The nickel corner, the slot corner, will be occupied by Jordan Lewis, who's doing a great job last year until injury. Bland came in and beat out veterans to get that spot. That's why Larry Brown is no longer a Cowboy. That's why Boss Man Fat is no longer a Cowboy. That's why a couple other cornerbacks are no longer Cowboys. Now, I say that to say this. I think that it will be seamless in the transition, because from a skill standpoint, speed standpoint, height standpoint, length standpoint, Brand and Diggs are very similar. However, Brand and
you just saying the skill.
Hold
How
on,
can you say that?
Deron Bland. I didn't say skill. I said height level, weight level, length from that portion with the measurement level of a cornerback. It's plug and play. They're almost the same player, measurement wise. Brand is also a serious ball hawk in his own right. 7 interceptions at the slot last year. He's not chopped liver. I think he'll be fine over there. With the fact that Gilmore's on the other side, they're going to pick on him. And he's a ball hawk in his own right. He's going to make a few people pay for going that route. Now, here's another thing that I want to let you know. In sports, history sometimes repeats itself. And I will tell you, in the 1995 season, Chevin Smith, who was our number one pick the year before from Texas A&M, tore his Achilles tendon in game one against the New York Giants.
Yes.
We had a street free agent by the name of Larry Brown step in. Opposite him was Deion Sanders. Prime was on the other side. So you know who was going to get picked on. Larry Brown stood up to the test, had about six interceptions that year, and ended up being the MVP in the Super Bowl, picking Neil O'Donnell not once, but twice, and leading the Cowboys to the last Super Bowl in 95. History often repeats itself, and I will tell you now, Deron Bland is Larry Brown 2.0 with more skill. So I'm quite fine with where we're at. Injuries are part of the game. And the last thing I'm going to tell you on this, where Micah Parsons stands up and says, the front seven going to raise it up for number seven who just went down, you know what that means. They come in like a bunch of wild, crazy animals, and no quarterback is going to be safe. And a good secondary is predicated on the pressure you get. And we didn't get any injuries up front. Micah's still fine. The pressure will be there, and the back end will be just all right in Dallas.
You did a really good job of convincing yourself. I'm so happy for you.
I'm not convincing myself.
I don't care what you say, Naughty. You don't replace Diggs like that. Not the way you make it sound.
I know you can walk off and say, damn, Naughty, good, but I almost believe that myself, but I don't expect you to believe it.
I had to catch myself.
You was a hating dolphin. I don't expect nothing else.
I almost drink that Kool-Aid just now.
Well, anyway, when it happened, and I can remind you, you know I got a way of doing it. I can remind you, remember the name, Deron Bland. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, today is Stack in the Voice along with you and Pearly, Naughty.
What's going on, Bearman?
Well, let me show you. I apologize for taking up the sports time, but let me show you something. You need to talk to those SPs trying to thief people property, Spence Street off Mason's Edition.
All right, but call me on Monday 4 to 5, Bearman, and we can get on it. I promise. I don't like them messing with Bremen, man. Bremen is my Mason Edition crew. I got a lot of friends in Mason. And I don't like him. I keep having to go through what he got to go through, man. And you know, interesting fact about Bremen Pearly? A lot of people don't know this. That's Elijah Obed's brother, you know.
Okay.
That man could tell you plenty of stories about the boxing game and the late, great Elijah Obed, who I think we still didn't do enough for.
Yes.
But that's another story for another day.
Another, yes.
Is this the phone? This another call, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, it was Papa Naughty and Pearly.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, you know, I gotta make you laugh today, because, but listen, firstly, I have, you know, the Wi-Fi, I don't want to call the company name, but what's going on, man? Listen, I was watching the game with the Niners and the Giants last night, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, Wi-Fi cutting in and out in the middle, but I saying is, the Niners won, right?
Correct.
What's going on with the Giants, man? But anyhow, Pearly, you hear the joke?
I listen.
Naughty, that last caller scared you out, you know.
How he scared me out?
Listen, man, you know the Eagles is what's going on right now. They flying, right?
No, so, babe. Hey, 52 ain't nothing happening with the Eagles.
Well, why did you talk so long with the Eagles?
Listen to me.
Because, listen, you know you're all in the same division, right? So you know what happens, right? Sometimes one win, one lose.
Man, listen, so let me break this down for you, 52. The Eagles, to me, are like COVID vaccines to you, all right? The same way you feel about COVID vaccines, that's how I feel about
the Eagles. Man,
so I could pontificate, man. I could go on about it.
Hey, Listen to me carefully, 52. Listen to me carefully. Hey, I've been doing this show with Naughty for a couple of years now. I've been talking to sports, and every year this time of the year, Naughty has the most convincing argument for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but they're a good team, really. But I think it could be between them for the division. But what I look at is, because you know the Giants. I don't know what's going on with the Giants. Really, y'all got to tell me. But
I can break down the Giants scenario in a minute.
Pearly, you gonna laugh at this, right? The last time I watched the Dolphins play was in the Orange Bowl, so you know what it is. Don't laugh, but
oh,
I know.
Lord,
I thought it was the last day it was Joe Robbie.
You said Orange Bowl.
Yeah, but that's how old I is, man. Pearly, forgive me, but...
Orange Bowl used to be the good party, right?
Listen, Pearly, I go on there, me and my boy Sam, we go on there, and the Steelers and the dog playing, right? And you know the fans throw things all over me, right? So you got to talk to your people, them. So it's a good thing it's a Dolphin. That's all I got to say. Bless up.
Orange Bowl, right? That story's about Orange Bowl, right? Listen, man, they used to have a family down there, the Fernandez family, and then another Gonzalez family down there. They used to sell the parking for the Dolphin games and the Hurricane games, the Orange Bowl in the yard.
Yeah.
And Perlick, yeah.
That's why a lot of them are mad when they moved.
Just let you know, Perlick, as a freshman, from freshman to senior year in college, I made good friends with all of them in Nayar, you know. We used to go there for concerts. We used to go there for football games and everything. And the older you get, the more they would reveal to you what they had in the trunk of the car as you got older. Sometimes you could have a cocktail before you reach the game with Joselito.
Oh, of course.
My friend, you get the packing. You want the beer? I have the beer for you too. That's right, cerveza, the six-pack, $7. $7 for the six-pack.
And you
good old days.
You had the advantage because you speak their language.
Ya tu sabes, mi hermano. I was straight. You know, I know how to parlay the parlay. I know how to speak.
Yep.
But yeah, when you look at it though, Perlick, I'll be honest with you. I think that, yeah, it is a big blow. Was a big blow with Trayvon Diggs. I'm not taking anything from it. But as you know, as in past seasons with the Dolphins, next man up and you got to play.
Yeah, but exactly what's my argument. When Xavier Howard went down, even though we replaced him with a quality cornerback, it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same. I'm not going to say it's going to be totally the same.
You're going to sound like a seamless transition, and y'all is going to be a challenge. And the front seven got
to stay
the game.
You got a lot of Cowboy fans over here. You know, yesterday when I went down, the Depends broke up.
Yeah,
I'm trying to just do damage control and keep the wagon circled.
I don't want you to build up false hope, and then come in November and think.
Stop. The difference is no. See, the difference is no. I've already gone in full 100 with Deron Bland. Barring injury, I've already told you Deron Bland filling in for Trayvon Diggs is going to have 6 to 7 interceptions this year and make the Pro Bowl. Watch and see.
That's fine with me. That's no Christmas Eve. Him will not be able to stop Tyreek nor Waddle. So that's all I have to say.
Big man, who going to stop Micah?
Armstead.
Anyway, Mr. Producer, you want to go to the break, boy? Because the BS got real thick on the BS meter on that one just now. You mean Armstead, who can't get his arms up the block? That's what you're talking about?
You could say whatever.
You like that one, though? Armstead, that was pretty good, eh, Burley? Armstead.
When I call you Christmas morning and say Merry Christmas, you can cuss me.
No. You can cuss me because
I don't talk to Willie.
I leave in a big lump of coal and you're stalking with a cowboy star on it. You know what's coming.
All right. Long flight back from Fort Lauderdale.
Burley, mind you don't know. I have friends in stadium, you know. Mind you don't see a little message pop up on the scoreboard. Burley, I know what you're going to say, Burley. Two words. I know, Burley.
Stay right there.
Plenty of y'all could be in that stadium. And I already working on getting y'all in the stadium. Y'all can see me on that Jumbotron and y'all can look at me and say, look at this, Jack. You know what? But guess what? The Cowboys crew from the Bombers, they're going to love it. Call me the Morton Salt Man. I can have salt on the flight home too.
You're becoming that guy and y'all ain't even nothing yet. But anyway.
Well, you becoming that guy in the Dodgers ain't won nothing yet either. Talking about a walk-off single. A walk-off single, Burley?
That was a walk-off, bottom line.
Yeah, but Perlick, it was a single. Come on, man.
And you come back and win 3-2. That's the key to it.
But Perlick, come on now. You've gone from bragging about Mook's Grand Slam walk-offs and all the and had a big single.
Bragging about the wins. Like last night, the wins. The rookie really came through last night.
Well, what happened to you when you bragged about the wins before, Perlick? That's all I'm trying to say.
We win some, you lose some. This time we win.
I want this for you, though, okay? Your Dolphins ain't gonna get it for you, but your Dodgers can. So focus on the ones who can.
I just want you know, I want to go back to the time where my T-shirt said City of Champions. The same year the Dodgers and the Lakers won the championship. City of Champions.
Perlick, I mean to cut you off. Perlick, listen to this one here, Perlick. Yeah. And if this is true, you can't write it any funnier. Naughty, this your boy at the airport. I know you talk in sports, but I heard you mention potholes earlier. Let Perlick know that Air Canada is stuck at the gate at LPIA. Front tires are stuck in a pothole. Can't move. And it was supposed to depart from 5 p.m.
My man, oh my. What happened to the little thing?
Good Jesus, take me now. Just take me now. You cannot write. Perlick, if you told me to sit down and write something that funny, I couldn't do it.
What you mean to get a post nonstop?
The irony of it all. And guess what? Guess what? My people down there say, I'm working on a picture right now. They say, I'm working on a picture right now.
So, I got to see that.
So whoever, you know who it is who sent me this. Get your boy a picture. Wait, get me that picture, please.
I got to see that.
What in the heck?
I never hear, but the airport having no problem. I always thought they had the best tarmacs and the best runways.
No. But see, Pearly, Pearly, last couple of little bits of traveling I've been doing, I had to walk to the plane, you know. You remember in the 70s when you had to walk through the plane and people used to sit upside and wave to you?
Yeah.
You know what, terminal in arm region? You know, I had to walk downstairs and walk outside a couple of times. Oh, yeah.
What you mean the arm thing don't work for the big for the plane?
Yeah. One time that wasn't working, the other time it's a prop jet. You know, if you're on the prop.
Well, if you're in a family island, you ain't on the prop.
It wasn't no family island. You done tell me, book me on the jet, and when I show up to go foreign, I on the prop. And I got to walk to the plane.
That's the hour in the air.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Good evening.
Sparky, we talking sports. What you got for me, man?
I know you're talking sports, but you know, I go into the common thing with it. You know, the problem that I'm trying to find out, because I come in and look at what you're talking about. But I'm trying to find out, you know, I don't deal with the sardines and the pilchards.
Okay.
You know, they call them dolphins.
You're a stealer.
You should have been
pissing
me by
the stealer. See, only, man, Pearly, shut up. Only dolphin I run in this catch is called Mai Mai. We don't fool with them royal dolphins, you know, like what they call that like skipper them.
And flipper.
Flipper them. We don't fool with them. We call them dolphins. Then you got the Mai Mai. A lot of people don't know Mai Mai as you call them dolphin too. And then you got the pilchards and you got the sardine. All of them they call dolphins. I'm a stealer. I try to find out, you know, I don't know sports like other people.
The aluminum foil, okay.
Aluminum. But I try to find out what happened. You man, what happened to my Steelers, man?
You want me to tell you something? Your Steelers won against the Cleveland Browns, all right? The defense stepped up big. The defense stepped up big, and the defense won the football game.
Naughty. I'm going to see what's the Brown ball. I missed that game, eh?
Yeah, you must have been deep in the brown ball. You missed that game.
No, I stopped the brown ball. I told you this was a hog head.
Well, anyway, you and your hog head, enjoy yourself, Sparky. We love you. Feel better. And your Steelers doing well. Pearly, let's get to the break. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I got some picks for you, and we'll get you ready for the final 10. Colin Cowherd taking us home today, and he's going to break down the full details of the Trayvon Diggs injury in Dallas just for Pearly. And, you know, a certain name may get called there a couple of times there, Pearly. Deron Bland. Remember I told you.
You told me about Deron Bland. One thing, you can sell it now. I'm telling you. You're good.
Ice to the Eskimos. Let's go to the break.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located at PM. Phenomenal speakers include Dequessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play Puttin' Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US$2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunk has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Friday, September 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty Knee Company, along with Earl the Pearl, Pearly in the building, right up until 6 p.m. And we still got lots to talk about going into the weekend. You know, Pearly, 52 asked the question, what do we think is wrong with the New York Giants? Let me tell you what I think is wrong with the New York Giants. The New York Giants played on a fourth-place schedule last year. They made the playoffs. Because of that fourth-place schedule. How many times have we said that fourth-place schedule make a lot of teams look better than they are? Sometimes gets them in the playoffs?
Yeah, but I was thinking about that the other day. If you really think about it, you're playing the teams in your division. You're playing the division, a division out of the AFC. And you're playing a division out of the NFC. And then you're playing three or four teams that finish fourth place. It ain't really that big a deal. However, what the Giants' main problem is this year, there are too many injuries on the offensive line. Their left tackle.
I think
last game, no Barkley. Barkley got hurt in the game that they won, but the last game, no Barkley, which is a factor. So there have been some things that last year they were very lucky, had a healthy team.
They did not. They had like the fewest injuries in the league last year, one of the least injured teams last year.
Exactly. This year, the injury bug is hitting them and it's really affecting them. The offensive line is trash right now, but I can't remember the two guys' names.
Hernandez is out and the other one is out.
Yes. So that's the main problem with the team. The defense isn't bad, but if you're on the field all day, you can give up plenty of points later.
I still say, you know, along with what you say regarding the offensive line, the fourth-place schedule, they came in here feeling a lot more confident about themselves. I think they were a little bit of fool's gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
I think Dable had them further ahead than they really were. And I think it's come back to catch him and bite him in the butt.
Not enough depth. And
right.
That's the problem.
And I also think he's trying to incorporate a lot of the techniques that he had in Buffalo with Danny Dimes, with Jones, who is not Josh Allen. I'm sorry. Josh Allen runs the ball a totally different way than Danny Dimes does. Josh Allen runs angry. Josh Allen runs like he's a running back. Josh Allen runs into linebackers. Danny Jones runs to scramble, get out of the pocket, get a chunk of open field and slide or run out of bounds. Yeah. If he does get contact in there, we saw what happened when he played the Cowboys a couple of years ago, concussion. Played somebody else, concussion. So I think he's trying to do something with somebody that's just not going to work in that offense that he has designed. But they paid him $40 million a year. He's not going anywhere. That's what they got to work with. I think that there's issues at the quarterback position. There's issues with the offensive line. And the defense is on the field too long, Pearly.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't leave the defense out there all game and expect them to hold. They'll bend and they will eventually break. You got to get them off the field.
Especially games like Dallas, teams like San Francisco, Dolphins, Chargers. You can't do that.
Who got offense?
I'm prepared to play in them. I think we may have a field day on them.
They we very well. Commercial break to get in, Pearly. And then we got to get to the final 10 going home. So we got to get to the picks, man. Got to get to our picks this week. And, of course, we'll be going bet, set, and forget with the Island game. And I'll tell you, Pearly, there's some upset birds, I think, are flying this week. A couple of upset birds going to rear their head.
You really think so?
Let's go. Let's see what you like. Let's see who you got, man. Thursday night game, we both took San Francisco last night, so that was a no-brainer. Yeah.
Miami over the Broncos.
I have Miami over the Broncos. I agree with you.
I think the Vikings can beat the Chargers, mainly because they're home.
Now, here's the difference. I like the Chargers in that game for one simple reason. I think that defense is better than the Vikings' defense. And I think they come together on the road, away from L.A., and get it done against the Vikings in a shootout. It's going to be an exciting game. A lot of points going up. Take the over. But I like the Chargers to get it done. First win of the season for them.
One of my upset birds for the weekend is the Commanders over the Bills.
You read my mind because that's one of my birds flying too. You've seen the video.
I just like their quarterback. I love their quarterback.
The offense in Washington is number 7 right now. The defense is on the rise. Chase Young is playing good football. They're at home. They've shown, you know, moxie from being able to come back on the road and win. At home against Buffalo, who I think is a little bit overrated right now. I think you and I have talked about it.
And Howell's numbers and Allen numbers is pretty much neck and neck. I mean, Allen has over 510 yards. Howell got 501.
I think Jahan Dotson goes off this week. I think Jahan Dotson goes up. I think they're going to try to double Terry McLaurin. I think Jahan Dotson has a coming out party this weekend.
And don't sleep on Brian Robinson. He's gonna make that. He's gonna keep the Buffalo's defense honest,
right? And
cause Allen to pass more. And Allen got three interceptions for the year already, and Howell only got one. So that's another key factor.
Yep, good points there. Washington protects the ball. Who else you like?
I like the Packers over the Saints.
So do I.
I don't know if this is an upset, but I like the Falcons over Detroit.
That's another upset. That was my second upset bird flying right there, Pearly. I think Detroit's got too many injuries on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. Gardner-Webb, their cornerback, or Johnny from Philadelphia with the two last names. Torn pectoral.
I know you're talking about it.
Yeah, Gardner Johnson.
Yes.
Torn pectoral, he's gone. I think Atlanta gets it done.
Yeah. I agree. I like the Browns to bounce back, and I like the Browns over the Titans.
No, I think the Vrabel's Road Warrior Titans show up in Cleveland this weekend and get it done.
Nah, I think the Browns going to be angry. I think they can bounce back. But, I mean, I like the Jags.
The Browns look like some air went out of them when Nick Chubb got hurt, you know, Pearly.
Yeah.
And Watson's been stinking up the joint. Let's be honest.
I think they got Kareem Hunt. I think they can be all right.
I like Tennessee, man, an upset, though. We agree to disagree on that one.
Fair enough. I think Lawrence and Ridley can get off. I like the Jags over the Titans.
Don't forget Christian Kirk getting off either for the Jags.
Yes. I think you're going to see the vulnerability of the Jets. I think the Patriots can beat the Jets. And right now, the Jets could be the fourth-place team in the AFC East.
Listen, that New England Jets game is one to punch the snot out of each other, all right?
Yeah.
The difference is,
Matt Jones is a better
Salah, quarterback. Salah don't have no evil, Darth Stith, make the quarterback see ghost kind of routine that Bill Belichick does. Belichick going to dig deep in the bag and throw something mystical out and have Zach Wilson confused again.
I mean, think Salah also need to play a little bit. I don't understand the man got 7 children.
Who?
Salah.
Salah got 7 kids?
7 kids. And who played last night? The coach, I think Vabral of the coach of the Giants got 6 kids.
Ooh, they've been hanging out with Philip Rivers, eh?
The coach of the Giants got 6 kids, and then they say the coach of the Jets got 7 kids.
They disciples of Philip Rivers. That's who they are.
Gotta be.
Rivers got 12 or 13. Oops, sorry, he just had another one, 14.
So I like the Patriots over the Jets. I like the Ravens over the Colts, easy.
I like that, too.
I like the Seahawks over the Panthers.
At home, the 12th man in Seattle gets it done.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys over the Cardinals.
No brainer.
Chiefs over the Bears.
No brainer.
And I people that have fool's gold and fellas can go spend all their money betting on the Steelers, and they can go into Las Vegas and get stumped. The Raiders over the Chiefs, over the Steelers, sorry.
Nah, boy, not with that defense, what I saw on Thingamnight. That defense can travel. That game is going to be tight, and I'll tell you how Pittsburgh gets it done. There's mutiny already in that Raider locker room.
Oh, really? All right, I flipped my bet.
There is mutiny coming out of that Raider locker room, the way that Hunter Renfro has been handled by McDaniel, and now, you know, they're trying to trade him. They had another former Patriot, the defensive lineman, Jones. He has issues talking about they got to go work out in public facilities. They don't even have workout equipment, you know, in the stadium, in the facility. He's got issues with the Raiders.
What?
Yeah, okay. It's coming out. I think
Monday night, Eagles over the Bucs.
In a tight one, it's going to be tight.
No.
But let me tell you why.
Eagles by more than touchdown.
Todd Bowles is going to have the defense playing and have them in it. You know who's going to take it from him? Baker Mayfield going to turn into the pumpkin.
Exactly. That's my point.
And that's why Philadelphia going to win that game. And listen, as far as Cincinnati on Monday night, if Joe Burrow plays, I'm leaning toward the Bengals. If Joe Burrow doesn't play, Matthew Stafford and the Rams go motorboat him and run him out the building.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
And that's the way I see it. And, of course, you can always bet it and set it with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, click on the sports book, see all the ways to play, all the ways to win, and they always remind you to play responsibly.
And I know you're a little vexed, you Yankees in there, right? But I can't let you just ignore baseball totally.
Go ahead, Pearly. Lay something on me. I'm just waiting for Stan checkbook.
You even have to, but I'm really excited about what's going on in the American League West. That's some good baseball going
right
on. Right down to the wire. You got the Astros only a half a game up on the Mariners and the Rangers. That's a really good race. And then the race in your division, too, is a good race.
And Jazz, they're still in a little race fighting, too.
Who's that?
Jazz and them.
Say it again?
I said the Marlins on the National League side, too. You still got a couple of games.
The Marlins in the money. They actually a half a game out for the wild card.
Right. They need to go ahead and seal the deal.
So it'd be nice to see.
And I'll be honest with you, I think that's a Marlins team that no team wants to play in the playoffs. If they get in playing hard baseball, nobody wants to see a young, crazy team like the Marlins.
You got a point there. But they got a chance because the problem is they got to play the Brewers. They're playing the Brewers
right this
weekend. And then if they could get past the Brewers, they got it easy because they get the Mets and the Pirates after that.
Correct.
So they could do that. But then the Cubs battling, the Cubs got, and this end of the season coming up.
Right, so they're down to the wire.
And what can help the Marlins? The Cubs got the Rockies this weekend. Then they got to go to Atlanta and go to Milwaukee. So if the predictions hold, the Marlins should be able to make it to the playoffs if they could just get past the Brewers this weekend, take two out of three, they'll be good, and go and mash up the Pirates and the Mets, and they'll be all right because. I don't see the Cubs taking four out of six between the Braves and the Brewers.
No. I don't see that happening either.
So,
all right.
It's going to be interesting to see. Baseball's going to be kind of fun this week as that season ends and playoffs start, and then football is heating up. And then for Jeff, you got 4 weeks and then the NBA start, okay? I don't know if you're excited about the NBA starting for, because I don't see the NBA doing well. Maybe with the in-season tournament, might have a little excitement early, but...
Yeah.
I really don't see the excitement NBA until after February.
All right, well, Pearly, we got to get to the break, and we got to get that final 10 in, man. So I appreciate you, as always. I want you to have safe travels. I want you to enjoy the game. Go to the Miss Bar, have a Jack Daniels and a Budweiser for your boy. Not a Bud Light, but a Budweiser. And enjoy the game. And keep your head on a swivel, because your favorite question, you ain't going to have to ask. They will be there in abundance. Just keep your head on a swivel, dog.
All right. You know how I go.
All right. I got you, man. Be safe, safe travels.
I'm gonna practice my Spanish all weekend.
And I hope your Dolphins bring it home for you, all right? We'll see you Monday when you get back. Be safe.
All right, Poppy.
You guys enjoy your weekend, man. We'll see you on Monday right here on Talking Ads. Have a great weekend.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered. All the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features 2 crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with 2 slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This story, Russell Wilson's basically the same quarterback in Denver as he was in Seattle, and they show all the stats, and you can't argue it, right? And I thought to myself, that's not what my eyes are seeing. What I'm seeing this year, he's bad after the script. And so I went digging this morning, we did. And in Seattle, sure enough, not only was Russell Wilson a good fourth quarter quarterback, he was unbelievable. He led the NFL number 1 with 91 touchdown passes in 10 seasons, only 25 picks. This year in Denver, 5 TDs, 4 picks, one's a Hail Mary. He completed 63.5% in the fourth quarter. Again, the division was good, tougher to throw in the fourth. You often trail and they know it. This year, 57%. Both years, by the way, in Denver, I'm being told. Passer rating, 104 in Seattle. In the fourth quarter, he was magic. In Denver last year, this year, 78. He's bad in the second half. He's really, really bad in the fourth. So when you're good matters. When you're good, there's a saying, coffee's for closers. All those great Michael Jordan highlights, none are in the first quarter. All right? Okay, walk-off home runs are special. Don't get them in the second inning. In real estate, everybody can sell a house in a good economy and low interest rates. Can you sell it now? Close when others can't. When your great matters. Tony Romo isn't perceived as a great quarterback. Much better second half quarterback than first half. Derek Carr, is he great? 13th all time in fourth quarter comebacks. He just got 150 large from the Saints. He's been good in big spots in the fourth, come from behind. And with the Raiders, he was often behind. So again, there was a term, let Russ cook. What did they mean when they said that? Well, they wanted more of his fourth quarter heroics in the first quarter. And so you go to Denver, he has been a bad fourth quarter with Hackett and with Sean Payton, and he was magic in Seattle. So that's the classic contextualization, is when are you great? Okay, legends are born and made in the fourth quarter. It's why I defended Derek Carr for years. I've seen him come from behind so many times. He's ahead of a lot of Hall of Famers. It's why I said when Tony Romo played, I was always a Romo guy. I'm like, guys, he is really good in the second half. He's really good late. So even Patrick Mahomes, if you look at the brand of Patrick Mahomes, number one is arm talent. 1A is comeback king. John Elway, by the way, threw a lot of picks. It's not his TD to interception ratio. It's not John Elway's passer rating or completion percentage. Elway was a great fourth quarter come from behind king. Ask Cleveland. So I look at these stats, and they were a lot. This morning, I didn't even know what to make of it. And I'm like, no, I remember in Seattle, I can remember so many Bucket Aikman games, Fox games, big moments, the raindrop over the defense, fourth quarter. So when you're great matters. Kirk Cousins, 1 o'clock window, we always joke. On script, 1 o'clock window, Kirk is money. Late game, fourth quarter, doesn't feel as big, kind of shrink. Same with Andy Dalton. A lot of big moments for Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. Got to the playoffs. I never felt he was big in the playoff games, big in the big moments late. That's just how it felt like to me. Greg Cosell yesterday came on the show and said, here's what the film says.
I would say that the film tells me that Russell Wilson is not playing very well. He continues to have a strong tendency to leave a lot of throws on the field that are there to be made, Colin. I can't tell you how many times when you watch him on tape that he hits his back foot, doesn't even plant it, and immediately breaks down. There's really little pocket nuance and precision to his game. There's just too many plays that are there, and he either doesn't see it, doesn't throw the ball. He's not been particularly accurate. He's not playing particularly good football right now within the context of the offense.
And again, when you're great matters. Script is one thing. 1 o'clock window is one thing. Those TV games, it's fourth quarter. That's where you get paid. So something happened. I think it happened after our show yesterday, and it's a big deal. Now, we've already got six or seven great players out for the season. You know, almost every team will lose a really good player at one point due to injuries. Now, there's a lot of injuries during the year. We've seen it over the years with San Francisco, and the guys usually come back. So Trayvon Diggs, the great corner, having a remarkable year out. Torn ACL in practice. Brutal. Bad for the Cowboys, bad for him, having a remarkable year. Mike McCarthy knows how big of a deal it is.
You hate to see it when any of your players, but I mean, it's just awful. You know, just the outpour of concern for him. You know, I mean, he was just playing off the charts. I mean, and that's the way he practices too. So obviously a big blow. This is the best I've ever seen him. I mean, he had a great offseason. His training camp was, you know, the confidence that he was playing with. I mean, his ball skills are just off the charts. I've never seen anybody like him.
Yeah, he was not only spectacular this year, he was allowing a passer rating of one. There's no more numbers. One. Here's the real problem. We've watched Philadelphia never seems to be totally healthy. They can blow people out. San Francisco, never healthy. Can blow people out. Baltimore's never healthy. Get to the playoffs, win a lot of games. Dallas, to me, feels really dependent on about four players. Dak's leadership, CeeDee Lamb on the perimeter, Micah Parsons' dominance, pass rushing, and Trayvon Diggs. Because of Trayvon Diggs, they're allowed to be hyper-aggressive on the back end. Dallas may be the most aggressive team in the league in the back end. Well, that's because of Trayvon Diggs. Now, Dan Quinn cannot coach that way. They were number one in the league last year and this year in takeaways. That's their secret sauce. Dak will get the publicity. The secret sauce for Dallas is they take the ball away. Better than anybody in the league. Better than San Francisco. Better than the Jets. Better than Pittsburgh. They take the ball away. Well, he's a big part of it. But he is also somebody that allowed you to play a certain way. When you watch teams play Dallas, like they are aware that Dallas is so aggressive, you can get burned by Dallas. And it goes, you see it on film, and you prepare that way. It's not the same now. Now, if you can slow down Micah, no easy task, going to take more chances downfield against Dallas. So they won't coach the same. Dan Quinn won't coach the same. Others won't coach the same against them. It is a major blow. And I do feel like, you know, there's teams in this league, like Pittsburgh, I don't feel as, you know, TJ Watt is really, really important because he's so great. But I, you know, if you told me Najee Harris, good game, bad game, Minka Fitzpatrick, good game, bad game, I don't feel like, that doesn't feel like it tilts anything. CeeDee Lamb twists an ankle. I said it before the season. This offense is not the same. Micah Parsons hurt, not the same. Trayvon Diggs really allowed you to play a certain way. So I think it is a, and here's the other thing. You know, we view the AFC as superior to the NFC. Well, so far, that's just not the case. Cincinnati's struggling. Buffalo has Noah's been great. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Like, there's some issues in the AFC. Jacksonville can't get their offense going. Kansas City is sputtered. But if you look at what a corner means in the NFC, Eagles and Washington in your division both have two really good receivers. Rams, San Francisco, potential playoff teams, both with two really good receivers, Cooper Kupp coming back for the Rams. Seattle and Detroit have multiple receiving threats. So the teams in the NFC that you could face in the playoffs, Eagles, Washington, Rams, Niners, Seattle, Detroit, they got multiple targets. That you need a shutdown corner. Or Gilmore and Trayvon Diggs, you need two high-end corners. So I think it's a big blow for the Cowboys. What it means is now you cannot afford a CeeDee Lamb, a Micah. Like, now this team already felt to me a little top-heavy. Now they're a lot top-heavy. That's my take. May not affect them this weekend. This weekend against Arizona.
Yeah, it definitely will not impact
it. It won't impact them. But
I mean, you're looking ahead to like an Eagles matchup in the second round of the playoffs.
It's a totally different game.
Yeah. That. But again, the receivers in the NFC are not great.
Well, I would argue Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, those are excellent receivers. Philadelphia's got two good. You and I both, you're doing it reluctantly. Washington.
Oh, stop.
Washington, McLaurin's an A. Is he not? I mean,
McLaurin's very good. Yeah. Dotson is very good.
Okay, that's two really good receivers.
Sam Howell. Come on. I heard people comparing Sam Howell to Russell Wilson after that performance. He's a young Russell Wilson. After one good half in Denver, are we doing this already?
Three NFL starts, passer rating mid-90s.
Oh, a week 17 game. Arizona, which is awful. And altitude in Denver. My gosh. Are you picking Washington and the Blazing Five?
I think Washington is just, you acknowledge that season, they've got good personnel. You may not know much about Sam Howell or love the coach who's been to a Super Bowl.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.